Blog Talk Radio. Father God, I thank you for tonight, oh Lord. I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for the chance to allow us to be able to talk with one another, be able to be here for one another, and to be able to read what's put on Facebook as well as at the end of the program, hear what someone has to say and wants to say on Blog Talk. God, we thank you for covering our families, the ones that's in town, ones that's traveling, ones that's going, getting ready to travel on next week, coming in town for the holidays, or going out of town for the holidays. God, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. God, we want to thank you for allowing us to get up, to go to work, get up and come from work, get up and go get a job, look for a job. God, we just want to thank you for the season that we're in, because many didn't make it, and some don't know how they're going to make it, but God, we're going to trust you even the more, that you're going to show up and show out, God. You're going to give dreams. You're going to make dreams come true. You're going to give vision. You're going to allow people to walk into the vision of something they saw, something that they were building on, God. You're going to bring it to pass. God, I just ask you right now to continue to be our Lord and Savior in our lives, God. And for those that don't know if they want to be saved, God, continue to touch their hearts. Continue to bring them out, God, so that they know that they know that they know that nobody did it but our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for the country that we live in. God, we're going through some things, but God, it's all because you're bringing us back to a point of getting on our knees, seeking you and praying before you, oh God. I just thank you right now, God. Cover my family, cover my friends, cover my coworkers, cover our jobs, and cover all resources that you have given us, oh God, to bring us from point A to point Z and all the in-between. Keep us covered, our children, grandchildren, great, great, great nieces, nephews, cousins, aunties, uncles, even those of us that still have our parents here, and for those of us that don't, God. Send your comforter to comfort us at this time that we're celebrating the holiday, but we're missing. God, give us the heart to understand that everything and everybody has an expiration date. No, we're never ready or prepared for it, but God, send your comforter to comfort us at this time. In Jesus' name, we pray these things, and these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, well, the first thing I want to say is I thank God. I thank God for his covenant. His covenant, because of his covenant, we are allowed to have Thanksgiving as a national holiday that we can observe in this country. Now, how many of you all know that every country is not legally or able to freely give God thanks? That right there is something to say, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because, see, a lot of people have to go under the leadership of their kingdom, their kings, their queens, or their, whoever in their leadership position. They may not allow them to freely give thanks to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because they don't want the people to feel that, know that, or have that option. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Y'all know what I'm saying. All I know is I thank God for being able to have the freedom country to praise him openly. And that is on a calendar that we have been granted. Excuse me. So I'm going to have the day off, but I will be working that day. That's my day and weekend to work, but that's okay. I'm thanking God for even having a job to go to help bring home what I need to bring home to make my ends meet, Even though I know God is my resource, because of God, he gave me the job for my source. But God is my resource. You know, I like that commercial that say, who made the sauce? The lady say, I made the sauce. He said, who brought the sauce? The lady say, I brought the sauce. He said, what's in the sauce? She said, I am the sauce. I like that commercial. Then a little music goes, do, do, do. Yeah, I like that. Because I'm saying, who brought the blessing? Jesus is the blessing. What's in the blessing? Jesus is in the blessing. Who, what? How? Because Jesus is our blessing. I like that song that the little music try to make us say about the salt. Jesus is our salt. Uh-huh. Yes. Thank you, Minister Margot, for the national holiday mention. And thank you, Mother Tony, for thanking God for our provisions and our protections. Yes, that's so true. Because something in my notes I had wrote down was, because of our covenant that we have with God, we found out the power of God is the same power that God has given our natural father, because God is our spiritual father of all of his children that claim him. And I claim him as my Lord and Savior. With that comes protection. Mm-hmm. With that comes strength. And with that comes resources. Also with that comes everything that you need, because you can get it in prayer. So when you know how to go about getting what you want with talking to your father in heaven, you do that. You get in prayer. You get in his word. You acknowledge him, because if you don't acknowledge him, that means not only are you ashamed of him before people, but you're ashamed of him in your own source, because you know who your source is. I just told you that. I'm going to read a scripture, Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. It says, shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him, sing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pastures. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Ain't that something to know, that God will love you and your children and your children's children, and just, it says, to each generation. So when you know that each generation God will love you because of your covenant, you teach your kids how to give thanks and teach them to teach their kids how to give thanks. It's a blessing and giving thanks to God. I'm not just thanking him for the turkey and the dressing and the cranberry sauce and the macaroni and cheese and the sweet potatoes and the fried chicken and the fried turkey. And some people like chillin', for those that do, the pig feet, the pig ears, the pig tails, all that. Not just giving him thanks for that. And the chances that we're going to get together with family and friends, not just giving him thanks for that. But I'm giving God thanks for the breath in my body. That was the first gift that God gave us, was the breath of life. And for him to continually give us that, I'm thanking God for that. Before I even come up here to the 2000 and the 21 year, I'm still thanking him for the breath he gave me from the day I was born. He was breathing into my mom's body to give me life as she carried me along, coming to this world, the breath of life. See, some of us have to go back to day one. Go back to your birthday. That's your first day of Thanksgiving. Yeah, we can work our way up, but let's go back to the first day, because it says unto generation. So I was the next generation for my mom. So now my son is here. I'm teaching him how to love the Lord with all his heart and to give thanks to him every day. I mean, this day is set aside that we're going to celebrate on Thursday as an international holiday where we can come together corporately. But each day should be a corporate day of your own that you corporately acknowledge that you need to give God thanks. Thank God for every little thing. Like I say, back to day one, October the 16th is my day that he breathed the breath of life into me to allow me to still be here. I like 1 Thessalonians. It says, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Be thankful. Day one breath. Now, when we look at the in-between, we know each time it gets greater and greater, so your thanks should be bigger and bigger. Instead of saying, I don't know. Mother Tony said, teaching all generations to thank him. You got to, because Jesus is not a secret for us to hold. Jesus is the secret that must be told. We have to tell everybody about somebody that can heal everybody because he wants to save everybody. When you understand that God is there for you, there's nothing you can't do. When you understand that it's all about him, yeah, that's when you come into the place that you need to be, because you're going to understand that you need to give thanks. It's so much into Thanksgiving. Philippians 4:6 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. Yeah. Tell God what you need. Some of us need a mindset. Have to laugh, because you'll find yourself, every time I notice something, every time God gets ready to bless me and take me to another place, another level, it seems like everything in the world tries to shut me off. And I thank God for my prayer partner that says, button. I just say button. She says button. Watch that button. You know how when you look at pictures from them and for Nassau and other places where they have the power button, they always have to lift the lid. Some of us need to close our lid because some of us need the lid left up. I'm learning how to, as you say, watch my button. Yeah, so I'm like you, Minister Margo. Yes, in all things, I'm going to give thanks because he will have my prayer partner to call me in the middle of the day or early morning hours and say, I needed to check on you. And it's amazing because I have to take a deep breath and say, but under my breath I'm saying, God, I thank you, because that thing right there could have went another way. That thing right there could have caused me to lose place in you and lose something in the natural because somebody pushed my button. Now, we have to get to the point where we have to be thankful for who God is putting in our lives to help protect the anointing, help protect the gift, help protect our position. Because, like I said, every time I notice that when God is elevating, something or someone comes in, the enemy of my soul try to set me off. Like I said, my button. Got to be thankful that you got somebody calling you out to say, hold that button. Let the lid down on that button so it don't get pushed. I'm just trying to tell you about me. Now, Psalm 7:14 says, I will thank the Lord because he is just. I will sing praises to to the name of the Lord Most High. Mm-hmm. He is just because he touched her heart to tell her to call and check on me, just because he touched her heart to say, I need you to pray for her because something is in the background trying to disturb her peace. And when I say my or her, put your name there. God got somebody that will text you, call you, somebody praying for you because something in the background is trying to disturb your peace. I love being a part of this ministry, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, because the ministers on this program along with me are not afraid to expose themselves. You know, they tell you where they are standing. They tell you where they're having problems. They tell you where God is working on them because, see, one thing we had to come to a conclusion was we have to let people know that the word of God, when it says stumble or you fail or something like that, you have to understand the words in the Bible are not just there because it looks good on the paper. It's there because God is teaching us that if you stumble, if you fall, if you can get back up. It's okay to get back up and say, God, I'm sorry. Lord, I repent. God, help me with this situation. That's why I'm so thankful that I serve a God that says I can come to him, that he's going to be there for me, not where you already filled out like a vacation request at work. You already filled out a forgiveness form four times this month. You'd have reached your limit. I thank God. It's not a limit. But I thank God I'm not trying to keep repeating. But if you find yourself in that place, do it. Go on and repent. Repeat and repent. If you know that I ain't say the same thing now. Now stop right there. Because I don't want you thinking you could do this. He forgot I'm going to do it. No, ask him to take that from you. Stop that and just be thankful that you can go back to God and say, God, they pushed my button again. I kind of, Lord, help me. I find myself learning how to not say something. I'm going to sit back with that for a minute and let that rest like butter on a toast. I'm going to let that melt right there. See, it was a point in time I had to not have the salad last say so. I had the last you're going to learn today. I'm learning today not to always have to have the last say so. Sometimes just let it be because this may not be the day for you to straighten that out. You know what I'm saying? This may not be the day for you to straighten that out because when somebody act crazy with you, don't mean you have to go act crazy with them because one thing I've learned in life, crazy, no crazy. And don't let somebody push your button to make you go crazy. Then they won't act crazy because then the crazy is going to keep going to a level that something's going to go wrong. Yeah, I hear me. You know what I'm saying. Be thankful that God has put somebody in your life to help you stay out of that place. See, I know a lot of y'all thought I was going to say thankful for the car, the house, the furs. We've been there. I'm being thankful for some other stuff that I'm being in a place where God is helping me with somebody pushing my button that has caused me to lose the car and the house and have to sell the furs. Let's talk about that. Let's not let the enemy keep pushing our buttons or sending his imps to push our buttons. I want to tell you what, I'm going to read Ephesians 5 and 20 and Psalms 107 and 1. Ephesians 5 and 20 says, give thanks for everything to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks for everything. Even the ones that's pushing your button, teaching you how to practice your shut up ministry. They're teaching you how to use your I'm going to be still ministry. They're teaching you how to use your that one right there. How to use your think before you speak ministry. Yes. Yes. That's a good ministry right there. You got to use your think before you speak. Because sometimes you could be saying stuff so fast, something else come out. And all they need is one thing to point the finger and say, I thought you said you were saved. Look how you acted. Look what you just said. You just say sugar wooga. You said something else. They look at the point. So keep that finger. See, they want to point this one and put the thumb at you, too, so it look like that. Because, see, they don't want to do this because they know every time they do this, their thumb coming back to them, knowing they pushed your button, but they was doing their job. But do your job. Practice that think before you speak ministry. The shut up ministry. The be still ministry. The don't have the last say so ministry. As Minister Margo say, the strength in silence. Yeah. Hey, Cousin Sylvia, how are you? Good to see you, honey, on the Facebook. I just want to let you all know, this season of Thanksgiving, we all know that we give God thanks for our health and strength, and for the health and strength of our loved ones. You know, because I give God thanks all the time for my health and strength. But I thought this time I needed to go a little different. I need to give God thanks for teaching me how to, you know, I remember a couple of years ago I would see a lot of parents say, you're doing a lot of this, and I need you to do this. God was telling me I was doing a lot of this. He needs you to do this. And then there's this. And then just be patient. So I had to learn how to shut up, pray, and wait. Yes, it's hard, especially when you're not used to it. It's hard. But I thank God for it. Psalms 107:1 said, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithfulness, I'm sorry, I added something to that. Let me read that over. Psalms 107:1 said, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. God loves me that much that he works with me in my different, how would I say, categories. Y'all know we got some categories, yes. We got some categories. We got them talkbacks. We got the I am. I am going to tell you how I feel. I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to set you straight today. I'm going to let you know how I feel. You know that other who? Who you think you're talking to? That's one of my favorites right there. God is working with me with that right there, that category. Who you think you're talking to? Yes, Lord, God going to deliver me from that category. Who you think you're talking to? That's, y'all got to put yourself in, name your category. Or if you say Mother Tony, oh my goodness. Yeah, I know some of us got that I wish you would category. I told you, I had the category of who you think you're talking to, and you're going to learn today. Yes, thank you, Jesus. See, I'm going to tell on myself. You ain't going to run around here and tell on me and make somebody think you got something on me. I had it bad. Who you think you talking to? Oh, you're going to learn today. Yes, yes. I thank God for revealing myself to me. That's why at work, my supervisors and everybody know me as, she going to tell on herself. If I do something or I snap off, let's talk real now. Yeah, I know sometimes people say something to us. Help us, Lord, cover our buttons. That's it, Margo. Lord, cover our buttons. You know how sometimes people try to push you further than you want to go or you feel like today you don't go? You know how you come to work and say, that's today ain't the day or this a good day to, God is working with us. I I have to say, God, I thank you for when I be at work, I'm practicing my, you're going to learn today, ministry to shed it off. I'm practicing who you think you're talking to, ministry to shed it off. Sometimes, you know, we could say things and do things and not really realize because you get caught up in the atmosphere. God is teaching me how to set my atmosphere. You know, I've been sharing that with people for quite a while now, to set your atmosphere. Because it's not just me sharing it with them. I share it with myself. When I pray in the morning before I do anything, I say, God, Lord, come on and go with me. Come on and go with me. I need you, Lord. You know, we have to learn how to set our atmosphere. I'm learning that from this point forward, I have to set my atmosphere with thanksgiving. So today, I pray a new prayer. Y'all better hear me. I thank God that I heard him when he said what he said to me this morning. We were heading out the door, and I said, hold up, stop. 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 Give me your hand. And we began to pray. And I said, the reason I'm praying, because God said, today the enemy's going to try something. I hope y'all hear me. I thank God I heard him when he told me to say, stop saying, let's pray, give me your hand. Because today the enemy's going to try something. Now, with that being said, God didn't say this morning, this afternoon. He said, on today, the enemy is going to try something. And I thank God that I prayed that prayer and exposed it and called it out because on my way home, driving down the street as I crossed over 87, the fire truck decided, I'm going straight one way, it's coming across 87. The fire truck decided to turn its siren on almost at the last minute of the year, almost broadside. But because I heard God say, pray and bind up, I did what God told me to do at 5 something this morning. Because I put the prayer out there, God's word went out, but it couldn't come back void. I thank God I followed the instructions, and I prayed the prayer that he told me to pray. And when I prayed that prayer on this morning, God told me to go to work. Be quiet. He's not nasty quiet. Just be quiet. If somebody asks you something, just, you know, respond gratefully. Respond, okay, what do you need? Okay, I'll take care of it. Give me a moment. I'll do this. I'll do that. He told me to be like the spirit of thanksgiving. Earlier I said, it said, enter into his courts. Enter into his gates and go into his courts. You got to know when to enter into the gates and you got to know when to go into the court. You got to know when to go enter into the courts and you got to know when to go into the gate. You got to know the attitude you need when you entering in a room. You can enter into the room, but you got to go into the chamber. You got to know when God is telling you what to do. And when he's telling you what to do, and you know that thing, it's not a drag on the spirit, but it's a hold on the spirit. And you, every time you try to take one step, and God says, pray. You try to take another, I got to get out the door so I won't be late. Pray. Then the third step, God said, pray. Bind up. Put the axe at the root. Call it out. And that's what I did. I said, I'm putting the axe at the root of every thing that the enemy has for my soul and my family today. I said, God, I cancel the contract. I cancel it on today. And I'm saying it to say this. You better be thankful and grateful and know when you hear God. Because I was thinking somebody else in the family, but he tried to wipe me out broadside. But I thank God. He was like, I'm going to show y'all. He was like this here, baby, this little ear pod. I thank God he was in my ear. I have an ear to hear what the Lord is saying. And I thank God he was like an ear pod in my ear. Now let's see what Hebrews 13 and 15 says. Therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our alliance of his name. You know what? You better know when to agree with God. I mean, you got to agree with him all the time, but you better know when to agree with him on purpose. Just imagine if I hadn't heard him. Just imagine if I had been caught on the other side without covering myself and my family. Just imagine. All I know is I heard the man in my ear. What I mean by the man, my father, my protector, my provider, my redeemer, my shield and buckler. When I heard it, as you say, continue to sacrifice of praise. Yes. When I heard him say it, and then as I was walking out the house and I got in the car, and I usually have the radio on a station where I can hear the traffic and stuff, God said, put it on. I listened to Kirk Franklin on satellite radio, and I put it on there because I wanted to feel that thing, like Minister Margo say, a continuous sacrifice of praise. I wanted to seal it. And because I sealed that thing, I believe that at almost 4 p.m. this evening, Chicago time, when the enemy tried to have me wiped out, could you imagine being broadside by a fire? It wasn't the big, thick fire truck. It was like the one that the captain or the commander ride around in the SUV. But he was coming with his siren on, no big truck behind him, but he was coming down 87, and he was coming down like he was trying to get somewhere. And I could have been broadsided. But I thank God. I thank God. Because the angle I was on, he would have hit the passenger side. And if he would have hit the passenger side, the speed I was going across, and he was coming down 87, when he hit my car would have flipped over. And I'd have been on the passenger side, but I thank God. This is the season of Thanksgiving. Now, the last scripture I'm going to read for tonight is, what's this, Colossians, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your heart. For as a member of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. I am just so thankful that when God has been speaking to me, I've been listening. Like I said, I thought I was going to speak on something else because all week long, really the last 2 weeks, God has been having me read this certain book in the Bible. And this book, I could not get past chapter 1 for 5 days. He kept having me go over and over and over and over and over and over reading this chapter. But you remember I told you a while back that at work I put my earpods in and listened to it. Not only did I listen to it, but I read it. And I said, okay, God, what are you telling me with this chapter? What is it I'm not getting, or what is it I need to get out of it? Now, I said, okay, let me read the NIV version, and let me do this and let me do that. So I can get a better understanding. And reading the NIV, I really didn't get a better understanding. I was just kept, okay, God, what is it? I go back and listen to it. Then I come home and I open it up, the Bible up, and I get to the chapter and I'm listening to it and reading it at the same time and listening to it and reading it at the same time. And then I go to the NIV version and try to read along with the NIV. But the words that the speaker was saying, was not the words that was written in the NIV. So I was reading one version, but the commentators was speaking another version. I'm like, okay, God, I'm real confused now. So God, what is it? What is it? What is it? So as I began to speak with my prayer partner, I kept pondering on the word, and I went to chapter 2, and then I went to chapter 3, and then God took me back to chapter 1. I started getting a little breakthrough, but then I realized, even after talking to my prayer partner, said, well, she calls me Renee. She said, Renee, Cecilia says, Renee, it may not be for nobody else. I believe this is something for you. God may not release it for you to speak it over nobody else, but if he do, it may be down the line somewhere. Who knows, a week, a month, or maybe years, she said, but God's saying something to you. And I began to say, wow. I hadn't thought about it like that, but then you have to sit back and say, God, your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. Everything you minister up to us don't always have to be for us to share with somebody else. I said, now, we say that, but a lot of times we really say it because it sounds good or it looked good because it was on paper. But I had to come to the understanding, and I'm going to tell you when I came to the understanding, it was tonight. Right before I got ready to get, I started getting ready for the program at 9 o'clock, but God had me to start getting ready like 6-something. And as I was getting ready and I was going to open it up, God said, that's for you. And I said, oh, well, Lord, what am I going to talk about tonight? He said, what season is it? And I said, the Thanksgiving. He said, that's it. Thank me for the breath I gave you on the first day of your life. What? We're going to go back that far, God? So you know we got to work up to where we are now. Because he told me to thank him for the day that when, you know how they deliver and you spank you, pose and spank you, and you take that breath and start crying? God told me to thank him from that day. So I thank God for the first breath he gave. Oh, my God. And the reason I say that, because by me thanking him for the first breath he gave me, when I was praying with Stan this morning, I began to say, we will live and not die. And then I began to start saying, I will live and not die. I will live and not die. God is taking me to a place I will live, and I will be able to live and enjoy what God has taken me. And I'm just not realizing now that I really had prayed that this morning, and I said it, I will live and not die. God is going to do something in my life. Not only am I going to live to see it, not only am I going to live to receive it, I'm going to live to enjoy it. God, because I heard him say, pray. Cancel it. Bind it. Speak it. Say it. We have to know when to do what God has told us to do. And as Sylvia said earlier, we better be glad we have an ear to hear what the Lord is saying. See, a lot of us, we say, okay, God, I'll get to it later. I was trying to get out the door so I wouldn't be late for work. Not only did I get to work on time, I got a good park place. Following instructions. Uh-huh. Traffic was going real good, and we didn't have no accidents going. I didn't have no problem getting to work on time with no lot of traffic in my way. Normally, it's a lot of traffic in my way where I work at trying to get to the parking lot. None of that, because I did what God told me to do. When he told me to call it life, when he told me to name it, You will not. I cancel it at the root. I decided that today was another day that I lived our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. because I said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Because I said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Because I said, Lord, I say yes. Because I said, God, I trust you. Because I said, God, I thank you for the first day you put breath in my body. Because I had the nerve to thank God for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he's going to do. I'm telling y'all right now, God is going to do something in my life that not only am I going to live to see it and enjoy it, my family will too. I'm looking for a day that me and my family used to get together with our parents when we were younger, and we had such a lovely time at our family reunion. I want us to bring those memories for our children, that when they get excited about seeing their family. It was a time that I never took a vacation for work except in July, for the second weekend of every July, because that was my family reunion. Because even when I was in the world, I had enough sense to know and be thankful to be with my family because I knew we was going to have a Holy Ghost good time. Even while I was in the world. Now, I'm not giving the devil no praise. Don't get me right now. Get me right. Don't get me wrong. I'm not giving him. But because it was in me, regardless of what I was doing, I knew I had to always give God thanks. And I looked forward to getting with my family for the holidays, and especially our family reunion, because we would always say, no matter what, it was going to be prayer. But you know what? To be perfectly honest, I really believe we was looking for it, for somebody to lay hands on us, for somebody to pray for us, for somebody to call us out and say, you shall be saved. I really believe we was looking forward to that because that was what was put down in us, because we knew when we was going to the event what was going to happen. It was no surprise. It wasn't no secret. The only secret it was a birthday or Christmas. You didn't know what the present was. But you knew the gift that you was leaving with was salvation. You knew the gift what you was leaving with was the fact that God still loved you enough to have you here. So I'm saying to you, to my cousins and my family, yes, some of us, this is the first year we're going to be having some loved ones that's not with us. Yes, we're going to cry. Yes, we're going to hurt. But y'all know what? They live to be with God in heaven. And we're going to say, thank you, Lord, for the chance to be able to say, God, I thank you. 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 I thank you for day one. I thank you for today. Because like you gave me breath the first day I was born, I thank you for not letting it be taken from me today. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. God, you are so wonderful. You are so wonderful. I thank you, God. I thank you. I know a lot of people always probably say, oh, she be crying. You have to understand. When you have been through some things in your life and you're still telling God, thank you. When you can still be on this side of the green earth that the Lord has given you and you can still say thank you. Sometimes just saying thank you brings back all the memories of the things he has done. To remember even the ups and the downs. Because if you didn't have the downs, you never knew what up looked like. For me and my sisters, when we were kids, and my brother and my family members that we stayed in one house, our families were so close that when we gave a vent, everybody brought something. And we didn't even have enough sense as kids to realize we were poor. Not poor. We were poor. But we didn't know it. We had the gifts, we had the, as some people would say, the pretty little clothes, and we didn't know we was poor until we got older. And still today, see, we know how to take two pieces of bread some syrup. Make a meal. We know how to take two pieces of bread and some ketchup or some mayonnaise and know how to make a meal. See, we know how to take some Spam and act like it's ham. Mm-hmm. We know how to take some sardines and act like it's salmon croquettes. Y'all probably looking at me like, what? Mm-hmm. We know. Yeah, we know. We know. We know how to take some sugar with some lemons and make some real lemonade. Lemon juice. We know. We know how our parents used to make candy when we couldn't. I want the candy out the stove. Yeah, but the candy out the stove, you ran out because you ran out of money. But when your parents made candy, we know. We know what it's like to have to take some stuff and you look in the freezer and say, I got about 5 or 6 chicken wings or chicken breasts up in there. We know how to either, you can take it and you can bake it, you can fry it, you can boil it, you can broil it. But we know how to take that and take some soup and mix it with some rice or some noodles and pull the chicken off the bone and make a meal. We know how to make hot water cornbread or buttermilk cornbread, depends on what ingredients you have. We know how to do that. Mm-hmm. We know. I remember growing up where it was so many of us in the household that our parents used to take the powder milk and make milk. Yes, I remember that. We didn't know no better. Only time we knew better was if we saw them when they did it. See, we thankful. We thankful because now we have came to the point, some of us messed up and think we've arrived. But I'm telling you, we got to go back to the day, the first day he can put breath in your body. Go back to the first day you realize that God loves you. Yes, I thank God. I thank God for hearing him on today to say thank you. I can't minister next Friday because it's past Prophet Antoine's turn. But today I'm going to say this is my day of Thanksgiving with you on Facebook and Blog Talk Live. So I'm going to say at this time, if anybody's on Blog Talk would like to speak up, please speak up at this time. If the lines are open, anybody else on Facebook would like to say something, please say something and I'll communicate with you. I thank you, Margo. Yes, hallelujah, praise our God. Speak life, honor God's word. Yes, Margo, we must live to live again. Yes. Sylvia, thank you for touching in the grand because we know that our family is close from us when we were children. We have to be in a place we got to give God thanks 24/7. Because he is the sauce. He brought the sauce. Sauce is all about him. I told you I like that commercial. Say, who brought the sauce? She said, I brought the sauce. Who made the sauce? I made the sauce. What's in the sauce? I am the sauce. Who brought the word? Jesus is the word. What's the word? Jesus. I'm telling you, I like it. I like it. I brought the sauce. So I'm saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Now, I see nobody's on Facebook. I mean, on Blog Talk speaking. So we're going to give our closing remarks. We're going to say I thank God for allowing us to be on this service tonight. I hope you all shared it. I thank God for the opportunity to say, God, I thank you. It's so much to be here in this sitting service where I could just talk with you all and you all talk back. I thank God for allowing me to make 61 last month. That was a honor that I praise God through the whole month, still thanking God for allowing me to make 61. My sister Cecilia's birthday, Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, her birthday is this month on the 28th, and she's doing some things that she asked God to do. How many of you all know it's a blessing when you can say, God, I want to travel. Make it where I can go wherever I want to go. And God say, where you want to go? And you tell him and he make a way. That's a blessing. See, God's going to make it like that for me and some other things. I'm speaking things over my life. God gave us this big old world. I want to see it. I'm hoping me and some family members outside of my sister can get together and we do like a weekend or a 3-4 day trip to just go places to just experiment. What I mean by experiment, we can go places and see what it's like in other places where they praise God. This summer just passed, me and my sister, Apostle-elect, got a chance to go and share some time with one of our first cousins, Deborah Mack, and her family. Such a beautiful time. Such a beautiful time. We decided every year we're going to try something. And I'm just hoping more and more family members get on board. You know, let's get on board and let's start doing things where we have to show our kids we're excited about our family. Ah! Thank God, Sylvia, you got to see you make 60. That's right. We're all right there together. But back to what I was saying. Family, we got to show our kids we're excited about our family. If not, we're going to lose 61 years of family being happy to get together. I thank God for the next generation taking it over, doing what they're going to do, but I just want them to make sure the tradition stays the same. It's all about him. Yes. Regardless when they come, because they came. So Jesus is the answer. Like I was saying, our program goes as far. This Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. is Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser program on Smile 3E, Let's Talk, Blog Talk Radio. That's worldwide, www. That's at 9:30 a.m. That's the phone number is 310-861-2354. 310-861-2354. That's Sunday morning. And next Monday morning coming up is the fourth Monday. And our very own Minister Ron Montgomery, Minister Missionary Tony Montgomery, will be speaking about family the biblical way, the way God called man and wife, and the way God called children to honor the mother, the father, and the family. Uh-huh. And the way he called for the family to honor the family. That's through the teaching of the Montgomerys that have, I think it's 47 years plus marriage. So I think they got some experience in that category. Told y'all better find a category you're sitting in because somebody can find it. See, everything ain't roses. But when you got somebody that been over the hills and through the woods and around grandma's house, they say, teaching you how to teach the family to stay together. I just told you, family, we got to get excited about one another. You can be taught. Please come back Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and if God make it possible, thank you, Missionary Tony. She said 47 years of marriage. God make it possible, I will try to do the Facebook Live while they're ministering through the Blog Talk service. And next Friday is Prophet Antoine Thomas, who is excited about God also. He will be at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. He will be on Blog Talk as well as Facebook Live, doing and releasing whatever God has put in his heart to give us. So thus is our program. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But again, I want to speak to my family, and I hope the ones that's on here forward this out and tell their kids. We, as adults, as a senior generation now, we have to, I hope we taught, and if we didn't, I forgive us. But we got to teach our children to, so they could teach their children and their children that's watching us, our grands, got to see us excited about our family. They got to start by seeing us call each other on the phone and say, I just called. Like the son say, I just called to say I love you. I'm not because you wanted something or you needed something. Sometimes just call to say I was thinking about you. Because you never know what people are going through or what they're thinking at that time. You said something to them. I picked up the phone and called a cousin the other day, and she said, I said I was going to call you, but you called me instead. And what I said to her, she was basically, she began to weep and say, you don't know, I needed to hear that. See, everything ain't got to come from a stranger or somebody else. Sometimes you can say something and they don't even, they know you didn't even know. You got to do what God told you to do. And that's why I say be thankful that you can hear when God is telling you to react. React. Remember, when you say you're praying for somebody, say P-R-A-Y-I-N-G. Because everybody out here is praying on somebody, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G. And then a lot of times you're saying something because you're playing, P-L-A-Y-I-N-G. Don't play with me. Don't pray on me. Because I want you to pray for me and pray with me. And if you can't do that, I'm asking God to bless you anyhow. So with that being said, you all, I love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. I ask God to cover you on tonight, give you rest while you're relaxing, give you relaxing spirit while you're resting. I'm asking God to cover your house, your family, you, your finances, and everything else. And I'm asking God to put a thank you down in your spirit and put a thank you in your mouth that every time you open your mouth, I just got to say thank you. Just got to say thank you. I'm asking God to do that for you and your family because before this year ends, God going to do something in your life that you've been asking about. And when he do, as Minister Margo said, give him continuous praise. Don't stop praising him. Because some yokes are going to be broken, some habits are going to be broken, and some ministries are going to be destroyed that's not God-like. But yet, some ministries that is from God going to open up. Do it with a strong heart. What I mean by a strong heart, because God has touched your heart, and do it God's way. All right? Good night, everybody. I love you with the love of the Lord. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Good night. Pooter, Mr. Pooch,
Kaiser. I am live tonight. I'm excited about show tonight, the program. As you all see, I'm in my bedroom. I have a post over my bed that talks about the word of God, Joshua 24 and 35. As for me in my house, we will serve the Lord.
Thank you.
What's up? Where is you driving to this late? Where are you driving to this late? Why are you driving to this late? What? Where are you going to Mississippi for?
My auntie's funeral in the morning.
Oh. Who with you?
My sister.
Your sister with you.
Yeah.
So what you driving, the truck, the bus?
We in her car.
Oh, okay. Well, y'all have a safe trip. Y'all pray before y'all go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We ready right now?
Huh?
You want to pray now?
Yes.
We ready right now?
Okay, Father God, I ask you to cover Blue and her sister while they're traveling on the road to Mississippi. God, keep all harm, evil, danger, and death and breakdowns from them. God, everything and anything they need, God, let it be of ease. Wherever they go, God, let them be covered and let them be blessed. And anybody and everybody that's there to bless them, let them bless them for real, not for play. God, we just ask you to let the family come together with no drama. No drama, no drama, no drama. God, we just ask you to cover on tonight, cover on tomorrow, and cover all where they're going. Bring them back the same way that they left, oh God. In one piece, one heart. Let them know it's okay to show love. It's okay to mourn. But God, let them be there for love, peace, and happiness. And let things go the way you have planned for them to go, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. So you all keep your eyes on the road. Talk and keep each other laughing so you won't get caught dozing. If you feel sleepy, please pull over. You didn't bring and forgot, don't be tripping over it. Just let it be if you have to replace it. You know they got Walmart. So what part of Mississippi?
Coffeeville.
I ain't never heard of that, but okay. What is it, 3 blocks wide? Oh, okay. It's the size of Argo. Okay.
The size of Argo, huh?
Yeah. So where was the cross that you took the picture of?
F&M.
I thought so. F&M. Well, you know, that's down there. Ooh, you don't beat no ticket in F&M. When you go to F&M, the speed limit say 30, do 30. Don't do 29. Don't do 31. Do 30. Whatever that speed limit is. So how far are you all from Mississippi? Another 300 miles? Oh, the phone is froze up.
unfortunately, some of these relationships appear to have been tolerated or even covered up by other adults who had vowed to protect our children. Now 12 employees at one bus here have been removed from that school, and that school now has a new principal.
All right, everybody, let's go outside and try and we have made it through another week together. Take a live look at the Crick Kendall Market and Dingley Plaza. It is now officially open for the season.
That's right, we invited it tomorrow to Cheryl Scott standing by. Cheryl, you know this week is back with so many holiday events, so all eyes are on this forecast here.
Yeah, we're going to be busy tomorrow because the Lake Festival, you guys will be broadcasting that. We also have a flow, and a lot of people from ABC 7 will be on that. So if you're out there in Michigan, ask for them. Make sure you wait for us. We are looking pretty okay in terms of that weather. We will be dry, and that's the takeaway. Definitely bundle up. It will be breezy, and temperatures here will be in the 40s, but that is standard November weather. So not too cold, but definitely a chill in the air. Right now, we sit at 36 degrees, and we have mostly cloudy skies. Wind begins back off, but even just a light breeze really makes it feel even cooler out there. Woodstock, you're down to 33, Midway at 36, Valpo sitting close to freezing right now, but it feels like it's in the mid to upper 20s. The good news here is our winds are moving in from the south. We'll continue to warm it up this weekend just a bit, so temperatures going back up into the upper 40s, near 50 degrees. So overnight, our temperature is not dropping. We'll stay in the low to mid 30s, where we are right now. You can see the cloud cover continuing to increase in coverage here, even if deep snowflakes and raindrops back to Iowa. And models are indicating here that we could see enough moisture with this wave of energy moving through early.
Beautiful.
We've got just a few raindrops and few.
Here's the definition of beautiful. Leaving the senses
of
mind
to study any of this, but don't be surprised to see just a few snowflakes early tomorrow. Come the afternoon, getting in some sunshine, we'll still call it partly to mostly cloudy. Winds gusting up to 20 to 25 miles per hour. So again, tomorrow highs in the upper 40s, they're average, but it will feel closer to about 40 degrees with that wind. We'll have the cloud cover sticking with us through our Saturday and then into Sunday. We're also
celebrating.
Please leave your message for 7089162536.
Hey, Nate. Let's say you've been signed. Light, camera. Congrats. Enjoy yourself, baby. Drama.
Here's the definition of drama: a play for theater, radio, or television.
Thank you. hosting workshops
about safety, about survival.
Not just on the motorcycle, but out of the saddle, too.
There's nothing you can't do if you set your mind to it. That, to me, is the biggest thing, is you set your mind to it. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't, because it's up to you to make that decision to do it or not.
But even Mama D will tell you, she wasn't always this confident.
I went through a lot of verbal abuse behind closed doors, so the scars didn't show on the outside. So everybody's looking at me thinking, well, how bad could it be? And the thing is, but they don't know how close I was to suicide more than once because of that, because no one would listen to me.
On the bike is where her problems would melt away.
And it's something that's indescribable.
And that's why she continues to get back on.
I've had a couple of really bad motorcycle accidents, and I realized that I'm still here to make a difference.
This map on her bike marks all the states she's traveled to since her last bad accident about a year ago.
I survived some major things on two wheels that now I'm here to inspire and ignite women. And like I said, nothing's impossible.
Something she's documented in her book titled 50 States of Consciousness, detailing her journey riding consecutive days to all 50 states.
I started riding then because I only felt free when I was in the saddle. Now I'm free in and out of the saddle.
Because after what felt like a lifetime of sadness, Mama D now feels truly happy.
Living my life the best way I possibly can.
Now, Mama D tells me she loves taking the long way home. And we've got information on this motorcyclist and her journey on our website. Just go to KMV.com and click on four links later today. You were...
They didn't come to fight fair. They came to fight study. It's all about study.
Thank you. African dance is a mixture of tribal movements. It has ballet style. It has passes. It has pas de bourrées. It has TK turns. It has a lot of lead and jumps.
Lead and head. Lead and head. Why are you up here? You up here rolling your neck. You dip your whole body. Get your booty out there. You up like that. Sit down.
Do it again. France and Tiger Reds are one of the dance and all this biggest rivalry. So I want them to dance as if President Obama is about to hit the building and they're giving $1 million away to the best dance team.
Let's try it with music and see if you can do it. Get down.
They need to always be on their toes and be ready for whatever. Sometimes I'm having cuts and I'm not even telling them that I'm having cuts. You don't know what I'm going to do. Make sure you're ready for whatever at any given time.
Are you ready? Here comes the music. Christiana, I said it full out. I shouldn't be talking to you. Come on, Christiana, where you supposed to be? Both sides are harder, too soft. Both sides are big. When you dance, you need to breathe. Because as soon as you start to shut down, you can guarantee the judges are looking right in your face.
I mean, I scream and I yell a lot. A lot.
Anytime there are ever mistakes, that one person that makes a mistake, the judge is going to follow you around the floor the whole time to see, oh, she's going to mess up again. Oh, she out of breath. Oh, she on the wrong foot. And they go, the whole squad loses points because of that one person. It has to be no mistakes on the floor.
Name a football coach that doesn't yell. Name a basketball coach that doesn't yell. You know, I watch the Eagles coach all the time scream and go crazy from the side. I'm like, yeah, get in her butt. That's right.
Y'all cannot get out there and just give it away. Y'all already pissed off about last week. Go steal, man.
African dance is what we need to go ahead and have cuts on right now.
Every time she has cuts, she's down and yells. So it's kind of like you got to take what she's yelling to you about and be like, next time dance harder.
When I call your name, these are the folks at 20 that have made cuts for right now. Let me see Maya Hayes, Canary, Kayla, Cameron, Michaela, Christiana, Tamia, Randy Sarah, Shakila, Sydney, Caitlin, Tierra, Kenjanae, Makaya, Rihanna Jones, Jaden, Rihanna Williams, Shakira Gatlin, and Sunday.
Not everybody's doing African dance. So she made the cut for that, and I'm just being so proud, but want to be even more prouder when Sunday made cuts for standout.
Y'all need to kill this, okay? Energy, 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 energy. The entire time. All right, go! Go down. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I didn't make it home, but I am excited about the African dance. We're going to have probably one of the best creative dance routines. I'm sure people down there are not expecting what we're going to do.
All of them rushed the stage, those red and white feathers. I was like, don't talk. You know, nobody speak because right now the girls are fixing to do it. First place dance out. Looks like somebody needs to
what you need to do. Okay? All right, whenever y'all ready, Miss Trina. My dancers are dancing to live percussion, where they have to really, really listen to the music. That's challenging within itself. This is something that people typically don't do, so nobody's going to expect it. And if they deliver how I know that they can, the dancing dolls do not stand a chance.
I was like, yeah. Haley is a very talented little dancer, but I can still see it in her face that she's a little on edge and is dancing way too fast.
When I was out there doing my solo, when all I heard is screaming and stuff, and it got me more excited. I was feeling good for my solo.
Level is there, personality, attitude, all of it's going to have to be there pretty much for this.